right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie slicks back his gray hair in a public washroom. Then steps out into a bustling coffee shop where he joins a black man and a white man seated at a table.
Hey, hey, old Blue Eyes is back.
Hey, you know something? Them ultraviolet lights in the toilet seats always scare me.
Archie, that's to sterilize the seat.
I know it's to sterilize, but how does the light know where the seat ends and I begin?
Refills?
A pretty waitress fills their coffee cups.
Thank you.
Do you want some more sugar?
Oh, no, I'm on a diet, but you just dip your pinky in there, that'll make it sweet, sweetie.
You are so cute.
Yeah, people always say that.
Hey, what's our joke for today?
Oh, hey, I got a new joke for you today.
No, not the Martian. Great joke. Shut up.
There was this Martian, see? And he lands here in New York. So he's got the antennas up there, you know, blinking and flashing. He's over there on 8th Avenue, and he ducks into a bar. So right away, he sees the pinball machine. The pinball machine is flashing there with the lights going and the bells ringing. He goes over to the machine, he puts his hand on it, and he says, hey, what's a nice guy like you doing in a joint like this? I always get a laugh out of Denise.
You are so adorable, I could kiss you.
Hey, maybe I should have took that for dessert because it's so delicious and it ain't fattening. Huh?
That's my Archie, the super burger with everything.
She heads off.
You know that Denise over there? She's just begging you for some action.
Oh, would you listen to Foley, the philanderer over here? You really think so?
You can't miss.
Hey, look, she digs you, Archie. Why don't you make your move, man?
Make a move. If I was to make any kind of a move, Edith would kill me.
Who says Edith's got to know anyway? You got a right to some fun.
Foley, I'm a married man, which means that I ain't got no right to no fun.
Hey, now, Archie, now, what's wrong with a married guy having someone stashed somewhere, man?
What the hell do I look like, a congressman? I'm a very legit law-abiding guy, you understand what I mean? And if I was to try anything like that, which I wouldn't, Edith would be sure to get washed. She's loaded with this, what do you call, woman's intermission.
That is baloney. Hey, look, tell her you went bowling with me. She believed that.
Well, she might believe that.
Or tell her you spent the evening at my house.
She never believed that, Whitey.
You know, Whitey, poor old Archie Bunker. Looks like our senior citizen here is just a little bit over the hill.
Right on, my man. Look like we talking candy to a guy who ain't got no more teeth.
Well, I got news for you. I'm still as good as I ever was. Did you hear the old saying there? Just cause there's snow on the basement don't mean there ain't no fire in the roof. Think that over a minute, huh?
That's heavy, ain't it?
Denise stands at the cash register.
I'm dreaming tonight of my blue eyes.
Oh, you boys have a good time now, you hear?
We'll see you lovebirds later.
Foley and Whitey leave.
Well, okay. What's the damage?
135.
Okay, and don't forget to look under the cup for a little something for yourself there, Denise.
Thank you.
Here. Hey, you wouldn't believe what them two dummies was talking about over here.
What?
Well, they were saying that because you and me kid around a lot and you take good care of me when I come in here, that you and me... Well, you know.
What?
Denise,
Something else you
want
to say, Archie?
Well, no, I ain't got the time.
Well, in case you ever have the time...
She writes on her order pad.
Here's my number.
Glancing about, Archie takes it discreetly.
Excuse me.
Oops.
Denise brushes past him, and he reaches for his hat and coat. Later that night, Archie steps through his front door with a bottle of wine.
Hey, Jeanette McDonald, your Eddie Nelson's here. Annie's ready for a night to remember. Read it. I brought home a bottle of Taylor's Tawny Port. Here, what is this?
Joey's potty.
Edith opens the lid.
What's it doing in the living room? You trying to keep flies out of the kitchen?
No, I'm going to put it away until Joey's ready for toilet training.
He don't need no training for that, Edith. That's the best thing he does.
Well, Gloria says that wrong training can affect a child for life, and I guess she's right, because my mother had a neighbor, Mrs. Applebaum, and she had a little baby, Wilton Applebaum, and she started training him too early, and he kept sliding into the pond.
Archie winces.
And they said it must have affected his mind, because he grew up to be a terrible gambler. And he was in this poker game once, and this man said to him, Wilton, are you in the pot? And Wilton shot him.
Archie patiently holds two glasses.
You tell swell stories, Edith. They're a little long, but they're swell.
Oh, thank
but now, listen. Get your mind off everything tonight, but just you and me, huh? A couple of blasts of the Tawny Port here, upstairs early, and then quesaroo-saroo. Huh? Come on, sit down over here. Right on the lap. That's right.
She sits on his lap.
Just move a little forward, Edith, so I can breathe. Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what happened at the Sunshine Home today.
No, I don't want to hear that. Eat it. What is the matter with you lately? Every time I come home, you're busy doing a favor for the kids, you're babysitting for Joey, or you're galloping back and forth between here and a Sunshine Senior Citizen's home. I mean, Edith, I feel kind of neglected around here.
I'm worried about Mr. Klieger.
Oh, geez, old Sunshine Klieger. Ain't he dead yet?
Oh, no. I'm worried about him because he was so nervous today.
Well, sure he's nervous. He's 100, ain't he?
Oh, no, he's only 90.
Oh, geez, a mere stripling.
Well, he wasn't nervous because he's 90. He was nervous because he wants to propose to Mrs. Freeman. And I got his teeth.
You got his teeth where?
Right here. I'll show
it
to you.
Oh, jeez. No, I don't want to look. Don't you touch it.
I picked him up at the dentist for him.
Put him away, will you? I just as soon look at the kid's potty. Now, come on. Here. Now, let's dwell on you and me. First of all, hey. I got a hell of a new story I want to tell you. This is a swell joke. There's this Martian, see? And he lands in New York. And he's over on 8th Avenue. You see, he's got his antennas up in the air, and they're blinking and flashing there, and all electrified, and he goes into a bar.
Oh.
Hey, the joke? What's so funny about bar?
Oh, I'm sorry, Archie. Go ahead.
He goes into the bar, see, and the first thing he sees is a pinball machine. So he goes over, he lays his hand on the pinball machine, he says, what is a nice guy like you doing in a joint like this?
Edith stares blankly.
Why don't you laugh there?
I'm waiting to hear what she says.
You know, I know some people that laugh like hell at that joke.
Oh, I'm sorry, Archie. Tell it to me again.
Never mind, I'd eat it. How about a little toast to start the evening, huh? Here. To eat it. With you in my arms, the moon in the sky, love in my heart, and one hand on your thigh.
Oh, I'll get it.
Ah, the hell is that phone?
Archie stretches his leg.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Klieger.
Don't we Seeger know enough not to interfere with people's privates?
I can't understand you. Talk slower.
How can he talk at all with his Jimmy Carters in your pocket?
Yeah, I'll bring him right over.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, Edith.
That's right.
Now, don't tell me. Now, you ain't going to... Now, wait a minute, Edith. Now, you can't go out again tonight.
No, I won't.
Don't do that,
and this will make Mr. Klieger so happy. And maybe Mrs. Friedman. Archie, don't do that.
Edith wipes his mouth.
Now, your dinner's in the fridge in a bag.
Now, wait a minute. Now, wait.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Edith, don't do it. Edith, I got plans tonight for you and me, and the plans ain't gonna work unless you're here.
Archie stands in the doorway watching her leave. He makes a face and jiggles his limbs, then shuffles back inside.
What the hell am I supposed to do with myself here after dinner? You listen to myself boip.
He tucks his hand in his pocket and pulls out Denise's number.
Bayside 9-2.
He turns to the phone, then slowly walks toward it. He stops.
Yeah.
And crumples up the paper. He considers, then opens it up again. Archie steps toward the phone and sets down the slip of paper. He reaches for the phone, picks up the receiver, and tosses it between his hands.
Hi there, is that you, Denise? Yes, it is.
What do you mean you don't recognize the voice? This is Archie. Yeah. Your super boy guy with everything.
Archie stands in an apartment hallway.
Door's open, Archie. Come on in. I'll be right with you.
Wearing a cardigan over a Hawaiian shirt and carrying the bottle of wine, he slips inside and looks around at the bright, clean apartment. He sets down the bottle and pulls down the blinds. The blinds roll back up, startling him. Stepping on a piano bench, he pulls down the blinds again and tucks the string into the top of the upright piano. Archie flinches when he spots the bed through an open doorway. Denise steps out from the kitchen in silky, flowing clothes.
Hi.
Oh, hi there, Denise. Hey, oh, boy, do you look wonderful there.
So do you. Did you have any trouble finding the place?
No. This used to be my old stomping ground. I don't live too far from here, you know.
I know where you live.
You do?
You're in the phone book.
Yeah, I make it every year. I brung you a little wine over here.
Oh, you didn't have to bring anything?
Oh, well, I know that, but, you know, in evenings such as this, it always helps. I mean, makes it nice, you know? This here's your tailor's tawny port. That's like a Gentile Manischewitz. It's evaporated a little bit there. That's because they don't put the good corks in that no more.
Well, let's not just stand here.
No, the hell with standing here. What do you want to do?
Well, why don't you make yourself comfy?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks very much, Denise. Geez, it's a swell apartment you got here, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, hey, this is a real comfortable chair here, you know. This fits like a glove if my butt was a hand.
Well, now that you know how close I am and how comfy the chair is, you won't have any excuse for not dropping by.
Well, that's right. I wouldn't have no excuse for not coming on over, you know. When I come, maybe this could be my personal chair.
Mm-hmm. Denise nods.
Gee, I can't get over how you look out of uniform. It's a swell-looking dress.
Well, it's not exactly a dress. It's sort of lounging pajamas.
Oh, yeah, lounging pajamas. I didn't bring nothing like that. Perfume, wow. I mean, that really kind of infiltrates the nostrils.
You know, Archie, I never heard anybody put things the way you do.
Well, I read a lot.
Here.
Look at this, a little side order of horse ovaries here.
Denise holds out a plate of appetizers.
And I see you got my favorite thing on there, salami.
I know. You ordered it the first day you came into the coffee shop. Salami on rye.
Do you remember the first thing I ordered?
I remember what you ordered, what you wore, what you said. You know, Archie, you're kind of special.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Am I embarrassing you?
No. The truth ain't never embarrassing.
I ordered some beer. You want to wait until it gets here, or would you like to have some wine?
Oh, no, we could begin with the wine, you know, because evenings such as this, I always stay on the wine. It's a habit I picked up over in Europe.
Oh, did you travel in Europe?
All over Europe. And I was mostly in Italy, and I was mostly in a place called Foggia. Ah. See, I was stationed there. That's where they sent me over there, see, in WW2, the big one.
Well, I bet you met some pretty girls over there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They sip their port.
Of course, yeah. Us vets, we don't like to brag too much about that. But I can tell you one thing. I made a few chocolate bars pay off. There was one particular girl, you know. Wow, a beauty, a real Towserline little ragazza. That's Italiano for girl.
Do you speak Italian?
Yeah, she taught me everything I know. All that Parlami d'amore stuff, you know. But that's the name of the song. You know that song?
No.
Parlami d'amore, Mario, tu, ta, la mia vita, sei tu. Gli occhi che belle brillano, fiammi di sogno, scintillano. Well, it's a little Dago waltz, you know. Oh, you ain't supposed to say Dago no more. The wops get sore. That goes, dimmi che l'illusione.
They dance around the room together.
Dimmi che se tu te per me. Oui, se tu cuore non soffre più. Parlami d'amore, ma io.
They lean in close. And share a long, soft kiss.
Who the hell is that?
Who is it?
The beer from Kelsey.
Kelsey's my god.
Archie hides.
Oh, come on in, I'll get you the money.
Archie stands behind the open door as the young delivery man waits. The delivery man spots the two glasses of wine. He pulls back the door. Archie keeps his back pinned to the wall.
Good evening, Mr. Bunker.
Good evening. A nice evening, huh?
Yeah, but it looks like it's nicer for you than for me.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm working. I don't know what you're doing.
Listen, kid, come here, will you? I wanna talk to you for a minute. What's your name again?
My name is Carlos, but you call me the Spit Kid.
Well, now, listen, I had no order to do that, Carlos. And you gotta remind me never to do that no more.
Okay, don't do that no more.
Yeah, all right. Now, I want to talk to you, like we say in your language, like two hombres of the world, understand?
You're gonna bribe me, right?
And you're gonna take it, right?
Right.
How much is the beer?
Let's see here. It's $2.50.
All right, here's $3. You keep the difference.
Wow, a half a buck.
I pay good for favors. What you see here, I don't want to read about this here event on the walls of Kelsey's toilet.
Sure, I understand, Mr. Bunker. Listen, big deal, who cares? I don't care. Nobody cares no more. Why should you? But listen, have yourself a ball. Have a ball. Know what I mean?
Carlos leaves. To be continued. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Executive story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg, Janice Page, Denise, Scott Brady, Joe Foley, Theodore Wilson, Whitey Monroe, Andre Pavon, Carlos. Copyright 1976, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.